For us, the committee's recommendation on the governor's appointees to the various boards and commissions. These folks are not on teleconference or here to speak to us. As I ask the committee to come forth concerns about appointees before the meeting, and I've heard of none. So let me run through the appointees for the record, and then we will do our usual where we'll forward these names, but this does not bind you to vote for or against any of these people. The appointees are for the Beverage Control Board, Billy G. Andrews and Gail Neamey. For the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Dr. R. Clark Davis. For the Alaska Labor Relations Board, Randall Frank. For the Board of Marine Pilots, Tony Jocelyn and Robert Sashin. For Personnel Board, Deborah English. The Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Nalina Irving and Gene Schaefer. The Real Estate Commission, Larry Bauer and Glenn Clary and Rita Stuckert. The Board of Veterinary Examiners, David J. Hunt. Discussion on these appointees. Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to move these appointees forward to the full Senate for their consideration.
I make a motion that we move this forward to.
Any objection? Hearing none, would you please sign this before you leave? And I don't want you to get the notion that we're going to have every meeting like this, but Senate Finance is awaiting my presence. So next week, on Tuesday the 23rd, we will have before us SJR
34.
It wasn't a number on mine. Federal Training and Assistance for Fishermen. And HB 409, Seine Vessel Length, and SB 358, Alaska Railroad Track Work. Also under previously heard bills, SB 357, Insurance, and HB 340, Damage in Construction Claims. On Thursday, pending introduction and referral, there's a possibility we'll hear a cigarette tax. HB 285, Uniform Electronic Transfer Act. HB 15, Solicitation and Consumer Protection. And SB 337, Energy Programs and Funds. So with that forewarning, if there's nothing more to come before the committee, I again apologize for being late and thank you for your presence here, and we'll stand adjourned at 1:38 or 37.
Finally, we got one of these meetings over with in time.